You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello, welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and today I have a super exciting little treat for all of you entrepreneurs out there. I have a very special guest. He is a multi-platinum songwriter. And why, you ask, are we having a songwriter on the Tech with Heart show? Well, it's simple, really, because see, Tech with Heart is all about empowering businesses to be successful in a digital era. And music, it has a tremendous impact on people's heart and on their souls. And so if you're somehow able to incorporate music to your business, voila, you are considered super magical, super memorable. And today we have somebody who's even able to create musical content on the fly, but you'll learn a little bit more about him. His name is Harold Payne, and he is a multi-platinum songwriter. Say hi, Harold, to our audience.
Hi, folks. Nice to be here. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, so let me just do a quick little intro for Harold. So he is a multi-platinum and Posse award-winning songwriter. He has worked with some seriously big names, Patti LaBelle, The Temptations, Rod Stewart, Snoop Dogg, and he wrote songs with like Bobby Womack. I mean, he has just done some phenomenal things in his career, and now he's doing some seriously fun stuff by showing up as like a co-MC for events and totally taking the boredom out of like business conferences. And he's going to share a little bit about that. But as a business owner, you might want to consider creating something unique for your brand in the realm of a musical theme song or a, you know, special customized custom song for your business or even a jingle. So with that, I just want to introduce to you Harold Payne, and thank you for taking time to be with us on the show today, Harold.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's go ahead and dive right in. So we have a business audience. And so one of the things that we, like I said, we like to empower them to be unique, different, and competitive. So let's start with the question is, who should be utilizing music for their business in the realm of a theme song or a jingle or even like something that you create to be custom and unique? Who should be using that in business? Who do you think?
Well, pretty much anyone who wants to humanize their brand, their appearance, and connect with an audience, because who doesn't like music? And if you create something that's customized to your business or to your audience, then that just gives you something unique and a leg up on the competition.
I agree. I think that perhaps like those of us who are stepping out and trying to be thought leaders in the broadcasting industry. So you can think of your, if you're an influencer or a coach, how important it is for you to be a leader and have a podcast, or like in my case, I even have a TV show. Boy, having a jingle or a custom theme song is really good for those types of business owners, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It just, it touches the soul and the heart, and is a meme that makes you remember. Oh yeah, I mean, because you think of all the different products and entities in your life, and you immediately think of a theme song or a saying that goes with them, and it instantly connects you with that, just like a song connects you with a point in your life.
So that brings me to my second question, Harold. We're diving right in. So you talk about the purpose behind creating a theme song or a jingle. I know you do a lot of events. You stand up in between different parts of the events, I guess, and you help kind of break up the monotony. Can you share like a story of what you do and how it's been so effective?
One of the things I do a lot of is create a custom song that is like the crowning moment of an event. It can either, it is either usually about a person, someone that's being celebrated or retiring, or it's the sales team or the VIPs in a company. And like I did one for Cirrus Regis. And what I did is maybe there was 10 people that were VIPs. And I did like four lines about each one of them in a song. And then I did a song about what it's like to be a community manager with all the fun stuff in there. So it took them. And so I did three songs, and all of it involves the people that are there and all the inside stuff that goes on. So it really makes their event, their huge several hundred people event, something more than just, okay, here's the annual report and, you know, a very dry meeting. It turns into something that's fun. And then sometimes some of the custom songs that are used, they will put it on, use it for further events, or I'll go in and record it and or take an aspect of it that they can use to advertise or to remember the event. Or also sometimes I make it available. I put it right immediately. It's on my website, you know, haroldpaynemusic.com/Cirrus Regis or whoever, Revelio, so the people that went to that event can immediately download the song. So as a memento, and it makes people stay connected to that event and feel good about it.
Well, I know for me, like just music, it does break up monotony. It's it resonates with me on another level than just words. It's words to music. So I know going back in history, music was used to like teach. I mean, we still know the ABC song, right? I mean,
that's right.
Super powerful as far as retention. I love the fact that it does break up monotony in business events, because if you go back in the day when we were doing live events, you know, you're doing a lot of sitting, and now still we're doing a lot of sitting, attending conferences on Zoom or whatnot. I've seen people get all kinds of creative when it comes to how to attend a conference. They're creating like these 3D avatars that allow them to be able to get up and move around without, you know, putting a static picture up on the screen. It looks as though they're still there, but it's just their avatar attending. They're still listening, but they're able to be like, you know, moving around, getting a cup of coffee or whatever.
That's great. Well,
yeah, it's super creative.
Well, what I do a lot of virtual events where I do a kickoff song that's either customized or just a general uplifting song. And then in the middle, as a break, you know, people put titles in the chat and I'll make up a song on the spot about something. And then at the end, I'll do a summary song, a recap song of the entire thing. So in 4 minutes or so, it's just this word picture of the entire event capsulized into 4 minutes.
So what is some of the feedback that you get from those that you that do hire you to attend their events as kind of like a co-MC to create these songs on the fly and to break up the monotony? What's the feedback from business owners?
Well, it's great, because you're kind of cross promoting in a world that's more business oriented, and bringing something like music in, it's really unique because it's different than everything that's going on there. So it breaks up the monotony, if you will, and just gives something different and really makes people focus more the rest of the time because they've stepped away for a minute in their minds. And then also gives them a little meme to remember the event by, a crowning moment kind of a thing.
I want to go back a little bit, because you said it helps them focus better. Like, let's just say you had lunch. Now you're all kind of like, you know, you kind of starting to kind of go downhill into a slump. So you're saying that your music has actually broken up their typical brain processes and has helped them be able to focus better, because you've just kind of like cleared the muddled thought processes and made it fun and stimulating, preparing them for the next half of the event.
Kind of a musical cup of coffee.
I love
That really, you know, shakes things up a little bit. And then, and also, of course, just something that takes you to your mind, literally, scientifically, to a whole other place than when you're focusing in on something like the business, and it clears the palate and allows you to get back in the other direction, refreshed and with musical caffeine in a way.
Well, I really love it. One of the other things that you also mentioned is that your style is kind of a little bit a mix of bluegrass Don Henley, or not bluegrass maybe, but Don Henley-ish, but R&B-ish. I was listening to some of your pieces online, and you got a pretty cool style. I thought it was, you know, can you kind of explain, or maybe let's just go ahead and let's just put you on the spot if you don't mind, Harold. Let's see.
No pressure.
Okay, let's just see. You say you're really great at impromptu, and we really want to show business owners the power of song, because they can be potentially using a jingle to differentiate themselves or their podcast or their TV show. Or, like, I know what I'm seeing is a huge surging of mastermind leaders, because now that we are all indeed online and not doing as many in-person events live, we're now seeing leaders step up in providing more knowledge base and interactive networking opportunities for business owners to go to those experts, to be kind of sitting in a group, a small group of like a think tank, and asking good questions. So even mastermind leaders could create a jingle, you would call it, or a custom song to help differentiate them from other thought leaders that are leading masterminds. So it's a great, unique differentiator. But let's put you on the spot, Harold. Let's just, yeah, are you open to that?
No pressure, of course.
Okay, let's just say,
I just happen to have my guitar with me, if that's what you're asking.
Let's just say I asked you, Harold, to create a song that kind of described...
Just so we don't, people know, this has not been previously discussed. I pinky swear.
Pinky swear. So I'm going to say, Harold, can you create a song that kind of encapsulates who I am as a leader? So Michelle Calloway is all about enhancing human connection through technology. That's why I started Revealio, and that's why I lead Tech with Heart. Two is that I'm really passionate about helping others step into their purpose-driven life so that they can indeed live a fulfilled life and impact others.
Don't give me too much here.
Leaving a legacy.
Your three songs already.
Okay. So, all right. Well, two things is enhancing human relationships through technology and stepping into your purpose-driven life. Those are the two things that I want to stand for.
It starts with having a beautiful day with Miss Michelle Calloway. If you want to make sure things turn out right, she'll lead you down the path to a purpose-driven life. Yeah, she cares about people and a legacy, and where you want to end up eventually. Yeah, she's got tech with heart, she's super smart. Yeah, she's left brain and right brain at the same time. Take the light from the dark, lead you down the path to where you should eventually be. You start off your day with a little uplift from Michelle Calloway. Yeah, get it right on the way to your purpose-driven life. Purpose-driven life, yeah. Revealio is in the know. You got a place that you wanna go. She'll take you there. Michelle Calloway.
Wow. My heart's soaring right now because you just like encapsulated who I am in like, well, I don't know, what was that, 30 seconds?
I don't know, maybe 45.
That was so impressive. Thank you so much for just being so open and willing to do that for us while we're being recorded live on.
Yeah, no pressure.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know your perfect customer is.
I need to get a t-shirt.
So that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them.
We help you catch your perfect customer and retain
adding
them
flavor
for future
and
sales
color
through
music.
Highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news
so
and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions.
Studio as much anymore.
Our goal is to help
like
you rise above
people.
The competition,
a lot of people
be seen as an expert authority
in
your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
You're literally living out your dream. You're living out your passion, and you're impacting people big and small, right? I mean,
well, I'm, you know, just to do something you love and make your living doing it. That's the trifecta, you know, for sure.
And a lot of business owners are out there doing what they're doing because they A, love it, because they B, want to have impact. And, you know, they've got a solution for somebody's pain point, you know, and that's what drives entrepreneurs. I absolutely love being an entrepreneur. I would never have stepped into this realm on my own, but I am answering a calling. And so your song was on point. It's just all about me now helping others and inspiring others to tap into their why and to step out in faith and to reach people for whatever it is. You obviously are called and been given a seriously great talent, Harold.
Well, you know, where we connect is I'm really connected a lot with a positive music community, and you know, it's when you have a genuine, unconditional desire to touch people's lives in a positive way with what you do, even though you're doing it unconditional, things come back to you. But even though that's not the reason you're doing it, so it's a beautiful little combination there. And so, you know, that's why I connected with you, because I love the way you want to lift people, and if it happens to lift you as well, that's okay. You know,
I'm soaring.
Even
my
that's
heart,
not your intention.
My heart is soaring right now, and it almost brings me to tears. I mean, that's how impactful music is. That's why I was so delighted the concept of bringing you onto my Tech with Heart show, which is geared towards entrepreneurs. I'm like, right. No, people really need this. It's a feel good thing, but it's a huge, unique differentiator, and it speaks volumes on so many different levels into the human soul. I love it.
Like you say, a differentiator. Like I've been involved in the National Speakers Association for a long time. I do speak some, mainly on spontaneity, surprising. I did a TEDx talk called Preparing for Spontaneity. But I've done a lot of other events, and I did the national convention where I recapped all 8 of the main stage speakers. And the reason, only reason I bring that up is because it is a differentiator. It's everything, all the speaking going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, all the color red, and all of a sudden a green color comes in there. And it just, it changes and gives a little break to the mind another approach to, like, recapping and reframing the same message, but in a different modality.
Oh, that's the part that I love so much, is because it's tapping into a different modality than a typical learning experience.
And these are my Italian hands, by the way.
I was going to say.
I'm only half Italian, so one hand. But you know.
So Revealio and Tech with Heart are all about, you know, Revealio specifically is a disruptive, you know, marketing. How can we disrupt people's mindsets and get them to see us differently, because we're doing things differently, and
yes,
what you're doing is different. And so I definitely can see, for those of you who are listening or are watching this interview, think of who you could refer Harold to. Who's in the event space that needs something like him? He is special sauce to boot. So we want to help him get more gigs. And then also, if you are a business owner and you are strongly considering adding some sort of a musical theme song, I mean, just a simple sound, like just think of Netflix, okay? When you open the Netflix app, there's a simple sound that they make that is unique to only them. If you could even just think of one simple sound that is unique to your business, voila. You are creating a unique brand that is memorable. But Harold could take you to the next level by even adding words like he did for me, just even on the fly. I'm just in love with the words he just came up with just like that. But imagine what he could do if he had a little bit more time. Holy wow, right? So Harold, how would somebody, if they're interested in reaching out to you, and then talk a little bit about what you'd be willing to even offer somebody who is interested in hiring you for an event. A, share with us how they get a hold of you, and then what your special gift would be for those who want to hire you for an event.
Well, everything is on my website, which is haroldpaynemusic.com or just haroldpaynecom.com, either one. And that's the best place. I'm on Facebook with my name as well. And Positive Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, at me.com for, I see I can deal with your pain point, but but spelled differently.
Okay, so if they went there and they reached out to you to say hire you for an event, right. Didn't you say you had a little special gift?
Yeah, right. If someone is a genuinely interesting and interested in an event, I could give them a little sample, even on the spot, like I did for you. And if they said, you know, we're looking for something, our audience is mainly this demographic, and they probably like this kind of music or whatever, and this is what we want to get across or whatever, or even if it's a jingle or something or whatever, we could talk through it, and I could give them a couple little samples like that of their direction it could go.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Harold.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in, you guys. And if you are interested in getting yourself interviewed as an expert in your industry and you have something of value to give back to an entrepreneurial audience, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com and we'll have a conversation and see if you're a great fit. Otherwise, just join our network for free at techwithheartnetwork.com and come alongside entrepreneurs and join us for events and whatnot to help your business grow, but also to learn a little bit more about technologies you can incorporate in your business and a network with other heart-centered, forward-thinking entrepreneurs as well. So thank you for tuning in. And Harold, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much for my little jingle my that pleasure. You just created. Oh. Oh, my heart is soaring. Have a great day, y'all. Take care.
Thank Bye-bye. You.